alcohol is anonymous. More than 1 million people have recovered in AA, most of them just as hopelessly addicted to alcohol as we were to drugs. We are grateful to AA Fellowship for showing us the way to a new life. 12 steps in Narcotics Anonymous, as adapted from AA, are the basis of our recovery program. We have only broadened their perspective. We follow the same path with a single exception. Our identification as addicts is all-inclusive in respect to any mood-changing, mind-altering substance. Alcoholism is to a limited term for us. Our problem is not specific in substance. It is a disease called addiction. We believe that as a fellowship, we have been guided by a greater consciousness and are grateful for the direction that has enabled us to build upon our already proven program of recovery. Thanks for letting me read.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to introduce our first speaker, Rhoda S. from D.C., and her topic is My Will versus God's Will.
I'm Rhoda and I'm an addict. And I would like to thank God for allowing me another day clean. And I would like to thank the area for asking me to share my experience, strength, and hope. This topic, I'm torn, let me just say that, first of all. If you knew, welcome. If you knew and you don't understand a thing I say, please keep coming back. It took me to come to this program to understand that my life was on the line, that I was in a posture that I was okay with hurting myself by using drugs. I got here because I smoked a lot of stuff, right? And I used a lot of people. And it was a humbling experience to come here and to recognize, because I'm one that I've always minimized my life. And I'm putting these things out here because this uncomfortability that I've been experiencing, and it's just amazing, like last year this time, coming down here to Ocean City, I couldn't understand what was going on with me. And I left here and I went to the hospital. I went to the doctors and they said, listen, you need to get a heart defibrillator or you'll be dead by July. I said, good God, what? Right, and so I went to a meeting, I shared that, and a friend said, you're a soldier, and God got you. Now, I don't understand how God got me, right, but what I do understand is that my experiences that I've had have been a direct result of using. 10 years in this process, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. And I was 10 years clean. I'm like, how'd that happen? How much drugs did I smoke? I mean, seriously. How did it? Congestive heart failure at 10 years clean. I didn't smoke nothing. And so it was difficult. And so here we are, 2013, needing a heart defibrillator. And I'm just trying to give you that information. And I'm going to say this, I'm an only child. I don't know how to play all the time. I love you. I'll share some stuff with you. But you can't have it all, because it's mine. I'm going to read this in an effort of understanding, because I don't want to get this topic confused, right? Because when I got the call that they said, this is your topic, all I could do was cry, because I'm saying, help is on the way. As a direct result of getting a heart defibrillator, I ended up in a place of fear. I was so scared, like, will I make it tomorrow? Now, I'm also the addict, and I don't know how many days I got clean. 17 years, 9 months, and 11 days. So, to be locked and loaded in fear. Have never been in, not even using, right? Because I minimize my life to I can't feel fear. Right? I use it. I didn't understand what fear meant when I got here. I knew it was some scary places, but I ain't going there. Right? I'm saying, I'm at home. Fuck that. I'm getting high at home. I ain't even going out in the street because I know my day would be numbered. Because I don't know how to play. Right? I love you, but I don't know how to play. So let me read this, just so I can kind of get me started. And this is about self-will. The difference is feeling... No, let me read the whole thing. They said... No. When one is following God's will or self-will, the difference is the feeling that accompanies the choice. God's will is defined as a higher order, being of service to others, and living selfless. Where self-will is the determination to have one's way, to get what is most desired at any time, no matter the cost. Self-will is the undisciplined need to achieve desires, running after the next get-rich-quick scheme, perhaps seeking out the next person to become romantically involved with, or a new job. Self-will decides what is required to feel good again, much of the same as using drugs, alcohol, gambling, or other risky behaviors to feel that rush to feel good. Self-will says that you are not good enough the way you are. There's a lack in your life, and it is your goal to achieve it no matter what. Selflessness is the primary role of self-will. Right? God's will is defined as serving a higher purpose, not at your expense either. You are still allowed to want and work for achievement, but with God's will, you will keep that high and continue to feel good with the sense of accomplishment. God's will is about caring about yourself, your goals, and as well as those who share in this journey of life. So to come from, and I read that because I needed a perspective, right? Because to end up in this place of fear, it scared me too. And I'm like, who is that? And I'm running around the meetings, and I'm asking for help, but I can't stop smoking cigarettes. So I have to say, well, I can't keep coming in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous asking for help, and I ain't willing to receive the help. And I'm going to need y'all to forgive me. I've been coughing for the last 3 weeks straight. I've been to the doctors, got the medication, so I'm on water. And so I'm going to be pausing a bit. But to be in that place, right, like that's another a place I would have never dreamt of. Right, and I needed the guy in the meeting to say that you're a soldier. Right, because I've served a lot in this program, and I've given up a lot in this program. I've done the necessary work in this program, but to get here, back to the disease of addiction, is baffling and confusing. Me? Why not you? All that smoke you smoke, all that drink you drink, all that using and manipulating and deceit, why not you? Right? So I came to a place fearful, scared. And what I didn't know, thank God for information, what I didn't know is by having a heart defibrillator, there's an association of PTSD. And I said, good God almighty. Because had I not had that piece of information, I don't know, honestly, what I would have done. Things became manic. I had to say, people back away from me. Don't talk to me. If you ain't got no love in you, please just say hi. It's enough for me right now. right? Because I ain't even a fight. I'm going to fight you. You know what I mean? Never have, never will. But I'm ready to fight. For real. I'm back up. And I'm saying, who is that? I don't understand her either, right? So, this posture has just been uncomfortable. And I sat and I cried when I was given this topic. And I shared with my sponsor that I was afraid to do this meeting because it's uncomfortable to have clean time and to be feeling like, because I'm not going to say I'm in my disease of addiction. I'm not. I can't say I'm operating off self-will, right? Because if you are diagnosed and you still smoke, I have to ask myself what's really going on. I have to, right? I don't want to ask the question, but I must ask the question. And thank God that it's enough people in this program to support you through everything. Not anything, everything, right? And so some people have said, let yourself off the hook, right? Don't go in there beating yourself up, because that's what I really came to do, right? But the principle and the God of my understanding won't let me sit here and beat myself up. What I do know is that I have a disease that wants my life. What I do know is that the disease of addiction come in all forms, no matter what you think, right? What I do know is I can think my way out of this process clean. Right, and so my prayer this morning was, please let me surrender those cigarettes today, right? Because I'm in the bed, and this has been since May. I'm in the bed every night wondering if this is my last night on earth. And I'm smoking this cigarette, and I remember in my disease, when I was pregnant, that I was sitting there, and I just couldn't stop using. I had a child in my stomach, you know what I mean? And I could not stop using. So the same feeling of the cigarette, right, is what I'm feeling today. And I have not been afraid to ask for help. What I had to, because of my self-will, I don't even want to hear it. Right, but my life on the line. What do you do? Where do you go? Right, and so every night I've been going to bed crying, even last night. Right, and yesterday I made a decision, because I promised myself, and the people that love me, some people ran away, and I get it. And I didn't need them there, because God sent those people. Thank God for Frances. She's been holding me up for a year and don't even know it. Right, because I have not been able to, no, let me not say that. I won't say, because I can't say I won't be able to, or I didn't or couldn't, because the truth is I could. Right, but I made a decision to take care of my child. This is her last year. It's a lot of work to do, and I need you to go out well. Right? So, people have been asking, where have you been? They've been asking other people where I've been. You got my phone number? Call me, please. Because my life on the line, right? My life is on the line. And so I told them people that's bringing me that back, ask them, they got my phone number. They got my phone number, don't call me, please. Because I really do need some help. I ain't dismissed that fact, right? I haven't dismissed that fact. But I also, because of the PSTD, gotta be mindful. I'm real careful today. If it ain't in love, just say hi, please. It ain't no disregard or disrespect. It's just I can't handle it. If you get me in a combative conversation, can't handle it. Go on somewhere. And I've lost a few friendships. I don't say they lost. They just put on hold, right? And so I can get back to this. Somebody said, have you gone and got diagnosed? Well, the research already said what it is. And that brought me the most comfort, because now I know what I'm dealing with. Right, so I've been to therapy before, and I just don't feel like it right now, because now that I know it's a little bit more manageable, I understand what my triggers are, so I'm not putting myself in those places, but I do need to take the recommendation, right? Because I don't need to sit up here and self-diagnose myself either, right? So what I'm clear about is the disease of addiction at any time, no matter how clean you have, how much clean time you got, or little. It was our life, right? And so this has been the hardest year for me, right? And May 15th will be a year that I had a heart defibrillator. Is that the time? No. And I can't do this by myself. I need a whole lot of help, and my prayer is that I leave this cigarette right here. So what I'm going to say, if you're in a meeting, you're drinking a whole bunch of coffee with a bunch of sugar, stop. If you're on Mountain Dew like I was addicted to Mountain Dew, stop. Any caffeine, seriously, because I was down here last year and was wondering, my stomach was quivering. And I was like, God, what is that? What is that? So when I went to the hospital, they said, all that caffeine you decided to drink got you here. So I have to trust God for my life. That ain't been the most difficult thing. It's just that I still got the audacity to smoke. Now, smoking, they kind of say, ain't totally related, but if you take that out of the equation, you'll be a lot better. If you exercise, you'll be a lot better. My will, and it's so funny because I was practicing the program in Narcotics Anonymous. I was operating in God's will daily prayer, and to have the disease to sneak up on me, and I feel like that questions how much God you got in you, how much you rely on Him for real, how much trust, because we'll get those situations, right? What I do know is that if I use, I won't know what God's will is anyway, right? And so, I had a whole lot to say, and I was real nervous. Because it's scary to be here. And I told my sponsor that they should have gave me another topic, like illness and recovery. That would have been perfect for me. But the truth is, I needed to let you guys know that I'm hurting on a daily basis as a direct result of my self-will. And that's my character. Right, that was one of the character defects that was most glaring for me, that I'm selfish because I'm an only child, so it's like rightfully so. And I never had to share anything. And to find out that self-will resides here, it's difficult. So I don't have a whole lot more to say. What I will say is the people that showed up, thank you, because I need you. Right, I'm gonna go ahead and ride my daughter out, meaning you won't see me that much, because it's like I have to walk her through this process, and I'm at a place now where she's an honor roll student and getting ready to get expelled, like expulsion, and I'm saying, how did this stop? What are you doing? And she's a Capricorn, and I'm a Capricorn, and that's why I take real care and help her to understand behavior. That defiance, that self-will, that me will kill you. And she said, I said, listen, I don't know what's going on, but let me reiterate that conversation about me. I can do what I want when I want, how I want, to anybody I want. Don't believe the hype. But she commenced to tell me that, yeah, I'll smoke, Yeah, I'll drink. And I said, let me share the other part of my life. Like, if it wasn't for the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, we would have had a different life, honey, as you know it. Because I go out and buy a car, because I don't want her to use to wreck my car. And she ended up wrecking her car. Ain't he had it taxed and tagged in 10 days. So do I want to scream? Yeah. What I had to say is, And all I, you know, could do was ask her, was she okay? Let her know that it was a traumatic situation. And do she need any help? And this one number, God, because I only got liability on that car. And when they called me and said, look, we're going to give you all that, and that. Good God Almighty. God, thank you. Right? Because I was at a total loss. I spent every dime I had. Just so she wouldn't use my car. Just so she did not have to use my car. And I made sure as a parent that I was comfortable with her driving it. But I spent every dime I had, and they gave it back. So God is still working, still in my defiance, my rebellion. I trust him in spite of what my mind may say, or no matter what it look like, because I'm suffering with PTSD. It looks quite differently. And the other prayer I had was, God, please don't make me look at people differently. If I had a relationship with you, don't make me look at them for who we all are, which are human beings, right? Because the principle tells me I can't judge you no matter what I think, at all, right? Because who am I? So out of that principle, but I start seeing some other stuff. I said, ooh, who's that? Who is that, right? So I'm going to get back to this. For my daughter to tell me that I ended up sharing my story with her. And she said, who says I'm going to end up like you? And I said, well, the only way I can explain this is life don't come with no crystal ball. We cannot see where we will end up, smoking or not smoking, drinking or not drinking, gambling or not gambling. Whatever we do, whatever your thing is, whatever your disease is, we can't see that. And the only thing I could do is pray that you don't make the same mistakes I did. Because I said, if I knew what I know now, at 18, smoking would not have been the thing to do. Because I had the opportunity to do anything in the world. That love boat was calling. Then crack hit the same. Done. Was okay with dying. Come get me now. Now you clean. You've been diagnosed with congestive heart failure. And you got a heart defibrillator. You're afraid to die now. What is it going to take? I'm afraid to die now. I need to just say that. Right? Because not using changes things. It changes your perspective in life. Because, like, to use is to lose, is what the literature say. But to come in, I thought I had a heart using. But I found out I had a real heart clean. I had to come to the rules of Narcotics Anonymous to recognize I got a heart. Like, I really do care for you. I really do care about what you think. I really do care about what I give you or not. I care about those things, right? So I say that to say that the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous gave me my life back. Right? A life that I could not have planned out myself. Right? I made a whole lot of plans, but my plans said kill yourself. And it's okay. Right? So I got to change the direction of my life today. And the only way I know that I can do that is through the God that I serve. Not always the God that I understand, the God I serve. And I can't do this without you. Right, so that's my time. Thank you for allowing me to share.